Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Listen, Ashley, if you want to be second shrew and move ahead in life...
What was that?
Second shrew. Having sex with the crew has repercussions.
Repercussions. That was a terrible Irish accent.
It's great.
I'm glad I didn't do Scottish, though.
Poodle, when have you ever had sex with the quote-unquote
crew?
Crew.
God.
And had repercussions.
Right.
I know when she said that... That your face just went...
Sex with the crew has repercussions.
Poodle makes this face where it looks like he suddenly smells shit on the end of his nose, where he goes, ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, I did that too. Ooh. It's the Lucille Ball face.
I've been there too, although I didn't... I'm more, I try to sleep with them and they didn't want to sleep with me. God, I wanted to sleep with my manager at Gap so bad.
I fucked the staff a lot. That was a problem. Wow. Wherever I was.
I never did.
Yeah.
I tried. But.
It's different than fucking people. It's a little different than fucking people that you work with at your workplace, because this is you're living with them.
Yeah, it's like...
Boatmances are hard.
Yeah, it's even worse than like summer camp, and everybody knows not to fuck a co-counselor at summer camp. Right?
not familiar.
Actually, that really is when you fuck. So here's...
You know what? I never fucked anybody at my...
It was a girls' camp, and there was mostly female counselors.
I had dalliances with certain members.
Oh, wait. No, you did. You didn't fuck, but there was the one guy
who... one straight guy.
He's gay now, right? Or is he bi?
He identified as fluid at the time.
Oh, he did. I didn't know that. We all thought
he was straight. We had a soul connection.
What was his name?
I forget.
Y'all, this is below deck. Below deck. So,
don't forget his penis, though.
Oh, ooh, I remember
those
y'all.
Those are etched in my brain.
Y'all, I remember them like sitting, this house, this
watching the sunset.
The you were, and reading, I think you were reading actual poetry.
Yeah, I think we were.
It was nauseating.
That's how I spin them in my web, like Kiss of the Spider Woman. Here. Let me put this strand of spider web right around your face. If you feel yourself getting tighter, that's only love that you're feeling for me.
Love.
Until I eat you later, and you become a repository for my babies.
We know that's wrong, because you're the repository is what they called you in college.
The baby repository. Hey, boys.
Hey there.
Looking for babies.
Anyway,
this is Below Dick Sailing Yacht.
It is
BDSM,
season 3, episode 14. Smashly,
I
thought that was a dumb name for this episode. Barely had anything to do.
I've got to say, this is major boundary crossing on the part of the guests.
Yeah,
to call to just assume this girl is a slut,
and yes,
because her name is Ashley. Maybe they're not wrong.
They're not wrong, but also I was surprised because. They're Canadians.
I know. A lot of A.
They got to turn on Timey.
But I was Timey. Hey, boys. It's Timey here. Your timekeeper. I don't think that's the voice.
That's not the
voice. I think
voice
it's
yet.
More of this.
Okay.
But it's a nicer tone.
I think it's a nice
Timey.
Robot. Yeah.
Hello, boys.
I am Timey.
Like that's that. Our timer, y'all.
I like it. That's our timer.
It makes it so that
Timey Dreamsky.
That is his surname. Their surname. I don't think they identify.
I don't think they. Yeah. There. I'm gonna sit there.
We love you, Timey.
Keep.
Oh
us
yes,
on track.
We do. Too late. So
yeah.
I was just gonna say. I guess they just hear the name Ashley and they immediately think of a girl who just smashes guys, or maybe they were thinking smashed as in gets drunk.
I mean, when I think of the name Ashley, I think of two woohoo girls that I knew growing up.
I think of mostly woohoo girls, but I think to me this feels like, you know, when you smash someone, you're going to have sex with them, but I think they were thinking about getting smashed. Yeah. But like, again, this feels like it feels inappropriate just to tell this woman you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's like, yeah, I got shit faced and I did this. You know, there is a line you cross. Ashley's kind of pretty good at it. But when she's given the opportunity to be inappropriate, she will be.
She shows her raisin.
Yeah.
So to speak. Have you ever had someone...
Not shows her actual raisin.
No, no,
her
no.
raising.
No.
She did not show the guests her raisin.
No, she did not.
I assume that's her butthole.
Yeah. I think your raisin's
her pucker.
More, I think your raisin...
A clinker.
Your butthole looks more
a
like
rusty
a raisin.
Trombone.
Yes, mine's a California raisin.
it sings and has shoes on.
Yeah. And little white gloves.
That was the strangest thing about the California raisins, y'all. But I guess in general, well, animated characters had white gloves.
Well, they, yeah, because they don't.
Why was that?
California raisins, well, they didn't have hands at all.
I get that, but why? Why were the hands gloved? Like,
I don't know.
Mickey Mouse had gloved
hands,
remember,
didn't he? He had gloves. I really loved the California raisins. That propaganda worked on me. They were just so cool.
So you wanted to be them?
Yes, I wanted to be a raisin.
Now you wanted to sing. You wanted to sing in a Motown style,
yes.
In a line.
Ooh, I heard it through the grapevine.
You know what? Looking back, it was a genius marketing ploy.
Genius.
We
marketing
all
ploy.
Remember it. If you're our age,
if you're someone who's 20, is going, Mom, what the fuck are they talking about?
That's who.
Shut up, Halo. This is from my time.
You need to tell Halo to fuck off. Also, it's a shame that you named your child Halo. Someone's getting red out there with Halo back in her car seat. They're just sinking down lower in their seat. Because you love that Beyonce song. And then you woke up and you had a three-year-old named Halo.
Halo. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, fuck. How am I going to take her to daycare?
She'll be fine with Jiminy Cricket and Cinnamon.
Woo! We're not going to talk about names because that always gets us into trouble. I still believe in a naming commission.
What happened to Cricket, actually? I knew a couple of Crickets.
I've known Crickets.
That's not a very new name. No, that's an old... Y'all, if you want a new name that no one... But actually old, name your daughter Cricket.
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 I'm okay with... There's a sound designer in Los Angeles named Cricket who I've worked with on several occasions.
I think it's a pretty name, actually.
It's interesting. Think about that. A sound designer named Cricket.
Wow!
Who
that's
makes
on
noise.
Brand. I love that.
No one gives a shit.
Wow. What would your name be if it was on brand for what you do in life?
Baby Repository.
And we're back.
No, I don't know. I've always liked my name. But before, I will say this. In my age group, I was one of the few Jakes that I knew. Now it's much more common in people in their 20s and their 30s.
I don't know. Maybe you would be named Smashley. That would fit.
It's such a strange thing. Like meeting
someone.
It's
weird that they're talking this. Yeah.
Meeting someone and going, hey, you look like a drunk.
Yeah. You look drunk and slutty.
Yeah.
Because you know they're insinuating that.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me. Maybe they see something about her. Maybe they see into her soul.
We also don't know what she's giving them.
That's true.
Not, I don't mean that like she's asking for it, y'all. I just mean, let's be honest, Ashley puts out that...
I don't think there are a lot of Ashley defenders this season.
I not a say fan. This is one of my tea bags, but we'll talk about it now. All the guys on this crew are hot. Hot. There's one.
In the new charter.
The new charter.
Romeo?
Yeah, Romeo has a huge dick.
Oh. Y'all.
Romeo.
I think all of them are like
could go Canadian, in my butt, heyo.
Canadian venture capitalists.
Yes.
They all look like. Yeah. They're all ruthless with money.
Yeah, but they're very nice. We're going to get to them.
They're very nice. They say A.
They do say A.
Smashly A.
What's your first teabag?
Do we have? I don't think we have any announcements. Live shows.
Y'all, we're it's coming up on 2 weeks now. So
I'm starting to plan music.
We are. I went to Namazana. I'm ordering
Namazan.
Whatever. We're ordering
costumes,
you know,
and props. You know, it's not a reality gay
a
show.
Couture costumes.
Nozama Couture.
We've got to send some emails today too, but we will be. We hopefully will have some guests at some of these shows. So
we're confirming.
We got to do that today.
We know the Reens are confirmed from Pig Royalty for the Austin show.
Yes,
for
and
sure.
And y'all, Michelle Bolero and Joy Pepper's interview is going to air this Thursday.
Yes,
On the feed, and then we're going to have that, and then we're going to interview the Tykes. And then
Mandy.
We'll have the Reens live in Austin.
What is it? Kristen? Kristen's her wife.
Kristen and Mandy Tyke. Yes.
Yes.
What's her son's name?
I forget. Mason. The older one. Fuck.
Cash?
No, that's Callie's son.
That is Callie's son.
Brandon. Is it Brandon?
Brandon. It is Brandon.
That's the one who had the girlfriend.
Yeah. So anyway, we're excited.
We sound like two old ladies talking about people we remember.
We are. So y'all, Detroit, Columbus.
Columbus is our first date.
Columbus is
our first. On Mother Poodle's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 16th.
You guys, and Columbus, there's still a lot of tickets for that, Ohio. I'm disappointed.
I swear to God.
If we're not at least 50% sold.
We're never going again.
We're not coming back. We're just going to go right on the border of Kentucky,
and, you know what?
And you'll have to drive across the Mason-Dixon line.
If that sounds like a threat, it is.
It is. You better come, Columbus.
Or drive over there.
Yeah.
I know people are like, you should have got out of Cleveland. There's nothing in your state. Just come to Columbus for a night.
And now we're back to why they don't come. Jesus.
Y'all, I'm getting some, since we're going to Columbus, I've been getting my Michigan t-shirts ready to go. So we'll see how that goes. Y'all will probably boo me from the audience. I've got some good stuff planned.
You know what? I'm gonna love Ohio while I'm there.
Someone's going to beat the shit out of me in a Michigan t-shirt.
And probably be inside you while they do it.
Probably.
Because that's how
you know
roll.
That is probably one of the biggest rivalries
in
the U.S.
I don't know because I don't give a shit about sports.
But you should, even for your brother who likes football, and OSU Michigan is one of the biggest rivalries. I know because I went to school in Michigan.
I don't even think about, again, when I always hear OSU, I think Oklahoma State. Toss, toss, toss.
Yeah, Ohio State literally has won championships. So.
No, I know, but I literally didn't know. They start, my brother and my boyfriend will start talking about sports, and I just go,
But you seem to know about some things. You
I
don't know.
Some things, but I didn't know that's a big rivalry. I don't.
Huge.
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 Huge. Huge.
My first teabag is the race. Now, I know we set this up.
You would have been very excited about
it. I would have been like that woman's like, you're going to lose.
Yeah,
you're going to lose.
You get so competitive so quickly.
I would, you know what? I would have been, I felt myself getting enraged when they fell behind. And I'm like, what do you mean? They can't win. Now, I feel like this was maybe padded and made up, this race.
I think that was this kind of episode. It was like, what do we
it's
do
like
this episode?
It was like,
hello, Kativa. Can you be out in front of us? And then you're just going to turn off your boat. Or now you're just going to have some problems with your gym.
These women did want to sail, and the weather never allowed for it.
Yeah.
So, and this crew,
it's a great idea from Captain Glenn.
No, it's a great idea. He really, like, he's, and the new crew coming in, he's moving luggage, he's doing everything.
No, this is a different thing than a bigger yacht than you're used to seeing.
It's
all of sailing yacht is feels like this.
They should have a saying called all hands on deck, because it is like everybody is doing shit.
I've never heard that before.
See, there you go. I made it up.
Constructive criticism. Familiar with the term? Because it's mine. I need to go watch Kate and Allie. I think that's the next version to come back. Because this
and
show,
we think she's going to be the captain still.
She will. This show, she's been. It's been footage. You know who will not be back? Malia has said she is not back for season
7. Really?
Yeah. I can't. I don't know which.
Is it going to be what's his name?
Eddie. Doubtful.
No, not Eddie, but the.
Not helpful. You can't even come up with a word. That's a problem.
The guy, British guy, who's now we know is a head stew.
Malia is bosun.
Oh, yeah, she's bosun. I'm thinking of.
You're mixing departments.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to be bosun?
I'm not sure. I think Katie.
Hi ho, the bosun goes.
Wow. It will be Katie, almost certainly, for chief stew.
I hope.
Because she's still been doing stuff with Bravo. So I think, like, occasionally she does stuff. She's always hashtagging Bravo on social media.
Okay, I think it'll be her.
I do not know who's going to be bosun or on deck crew at all. Maybe Fraser will come back.
Maybe. But he's a head stew now, we hear. Why would he do that?
That's true. I don't know. I think whatever it is, I hope it's better than last season.
Yeah, it was the snooze.
Well, besides Lexi / Satan.
This has been the best Below Deck since we started watching it.
You mean Sailing Yacht? Well, yeah. Everyone is always like, Sailing Yacht's my favorite. I unfortunately watched season 1 and it was like, this is boring. And then in season 2, it went bonkers. And everyone was like, you have to watch Sailing Yacht! And I'm like, you know me, I don't change my opinion very... for things.
But also, when everybody comes at you about something you have to watch, you get FOMO.
I do get FOMO.
You do?
Yeah. I do get FOMO.
It's fine, though. Y'all were right.
FOMO, y'all, on our Bicurious for our Patreon, I just put that up yesterday, which means Monday.
On Wednesday.
I can't do this. It's up now. Just know this.
It's too late.
Fuck off.
No. It's too late because we're recording it tomorrow. So by the time they've heard this, it's already been decided.
Sorry. FOMO, you missed it. Get into it. The choices are Love in the Jungle, Love on the Spectrum, and The Kardashians. You didn't have a choice in that. So if you're listening now. But... Love on the Spectrum is now winning, so I'm very excited. I love that show.
Will it have won by the time we do this? We don't know. You'll have to.
And you don't really care.
You have to tune in.
Thanks for minimizing all of that for me.
What?
No stakes. But you're right. Let's move on. What? Anyway, I thought this boat race, it felt like it was just they. I feel like the Kativa took a dive. Let's say that in the third round.
They were like. Yeah, and they said...
It was a smaller boat, so it should have been faster. I don't know.
I think they just said, let's just give them a show.
Yeah. I know nothing about boat racing and regatta in general.
No. We would probably act like we would be... We actually probably would be throwing up on the side because we'd be boat sick.
The smaller the boat, I would get sick, yeah. That's my tea bag.
Can we talk about...
Can we talk?
Y'all, kind of moving on, just so you know what the next teabags, I think. Crew leaves. They're fine. This crew is underwhelming. I wanted them to be more dramatic, these women.
Charter.
The charter. They're leaving. So my next teabag is after they leave, Gary says, I need to have a conversation with Ashley.
Oh, yes.
And did you think this was a good idea or bad idea?
I think he did not want to do it, obviously, but Colin, who is the ultimate shit stirrer on this boat.
He really is.
And in a way, it is Colin's greatest weakness that he cannot refrain from stirring up drama.
True.
And he always feels like he has to get in there and say something that to paint a topic a very specific way and tell the person exactly what's going on. It's part of his managerial duties mm-hmm. to do that, but it's also very micromanaging. I love Colin, it is his least attractive quality to stir up shit and tell people what they should do.
It doesn't matter, though, because he will rim your butthole and vagina. He will. Like oh, it's got my honey on it for God. Hours. Just for
Did
hours.
You say it like it's got honey on it?
Honey on it. But it was sweet like American honey.
Is that an expression, like it's got honey on it? Did you just make it up?
It's an expression.
No, it's not.
I think I just made it up.
Like it's got honey on
it. I don't know. Y'all, I don't think you want to put honey on your stuff.
No, you'll never get it off.
Don't put honey on your actual raisin.
Don't put honey on your don't put honey on your pudding.
No.
It's sweet enough as it is.
It is, but I'm just saying, I just don't put food there anyway. You're leading to an infection.
Y'all, Jackson just handed you your Chick-fil-A order.
Boy, we just taught a lot to some of these, like to that sissy who has twin high school boys who listen to us. They just learned a lot if they're with women. Or men, what to not put on their buttholes or their vaginas.
You will never get honey, even with lots of water.
Yes.
Honey doesn't come off.
And if you've got hair, it's just going to pull your hair out. That's what they use for sugaring.
Honey?
Yeah, it's old Egyptian. That's what they used in Egypt. They basically take honey,
How do you know salt, this?
Because working in skincare and aesthetic, and so they just do sugaring. That's what Cleopatra did, and they just pull the hair off.
Okay. It seems like they would do sugar than
they put sugar, or maybe it's sugar.
We need to move on.
Let's talk about this conversation.
This conversation,
so I don't think he needed to have it.
No, well, I think he was told to by Colin and Daisy in a passive aggressive way.
But I think I want to know you. I thought it was a bad idea and unrealistic to think that had this conversation would go good well with Ashley.
I don't think if he had decided what his aims for the conversation were.
Boy,
he
didn't have a fucking clue.
I think it might have been, but he kind of went in there saying. He just said, I want to see how
you feel about us.
Yeah, and he almost let her do all that, and she's not going to. And what's interesting is he's like, I feel like our relationship is different. And of course it is, because you've been trying to fuck the new girl. She's pissed off. How this should have started was, let's clear the air and see, is there something you want to tell me? And of course she'd be like, no, there's nothing I want to tell you. I don't have anything to say to you. So already she is putting up a red light. You know, there's no communicating. And if anything, he could have said, so I'm sorry for how things went.
Let's just move on as friends.
Can we, not even that. I would just say, let's get to the next couple of charters. And let's be as cordial as we can to one another. And
instead, she's like saying,
I literally don't care.
She's like, I don't care. And like, you know, you can be with another girl. It's like, whatever. And Gary says, which is true. Because she's basically trying to call Gary like a slut.
Right.
And Gary says, remember when you made out with me and then 20 minutes later, y'all remember Tom?
Yeah.
Remember when Tom was on this boat?
It was like years ago.
It does.
I just want to say, if he would not have come back with that, that would have been a measure of good faith. But he
couldn't help
went
himself.
There.
He couldn't help himself.
And that was when I went, that's when you lost.
Yeah, that's what I wrote too. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you could have been.
This has nothing to do with that. You should have taken the high road and just said, okay.
You could have been the bigger person in that moment.
And you're not over her, but you technically outrank her. So therefore, it's like.
Right. This conversation was dead in the water.
And she's like, I don't really care.
Boating metaphor.
Yes, true. She's like, I don't care. I'm over it. Clearly, she's not over it.
No.
Y'all.
No. I'm over it. It's like, I'm like literally done with it. I'm literally off this boat right now.
Everything is good. It's good. And she's like bitching to Scarlett. He is so patronizing. And Scarlett's like, oh.
Did you hear her say to Scarlett, you don't look bloated at all.
Yeah.
Y'all, if someone brings up that you don't look bloated.
You look bloated. That's what it meant. Because she said that and Scarlett was like, are we all good? And she's like, yes.
Whoa.
So, anyway, what's your next
Can we talk about Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh, that's my next teabag. We're going to say, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break.
All right.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
Ooh, I'm excited for this. Fuck FMK. FMK, Below Deck Sailing Yacht Edition.
Of course, Scarlett wants to fuck Gary. Shocking.
Shocking.
And of course, all the whole crew wants to kill Gary.
Yes, and everybody wants to marry Colin.
Because
again, honey on your raisin.
Right. And Daisy wants to fuck Carlos. Something
smart,
there.
Smart girl.
Yeah.
I think Kelsey agrees with her and says
yes. Yes, that's the... What's
wait,
yours?
You mean Marcos?
Marcos. I see yeah. Carlos. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
And mine would be, obviously, I want to fuck Marcos.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Because, right, if you marry them, it means you don't have sex. You're just married, right?
I think that is a little simplified. I think
okay.
if you marry someone, that means you could see. It's. I think this is all represented by certain parts of the personality. I think marriage is kind of like for someone you'd like, and you could see being with them the rest
see,
of your life.
See, I think it should be
you
fuck.
Don't not have sex.
I think
with
it
them.
Should be FFK. Fuck friends kill. Because if you're married with someone, well, you're with them and you're getting to fuck them.
I don't think it's that deep.
Okay.
But yeah.
So, but I need to know for our purposes, am I fucking the person
I'm
marrying? Okay.
You are, but there's a lot of other stuff that goes with it. So you're thinking of someone who you would be most amenable to being with the rest
because
of your life and having sex with them.
Because that changes things. Because I had a different thing that would have been very surprising to you.
Have you never played this game before?
Like a couple of times, but I've always wondered, what does the marry part mean? Is it mean married, no sex, or married and we're fucking?
In what world would there never be any sex without when you were married?
That's a lot of marriages, I know.
Well, I will say this, though, but in like...
It's just you can't imagine sleeping in a bed with a man and not sitting on his cock.
That's true.
So, y'all sissies, come at us, because I have two versions now. So, if it is... fuck, marry, kill, and I can fuck while we're married.
I don't think this is that deep.
Then it's going to be fuck Gary, marry Marcos, and then I'm going to kill.
You'd have to kill Colin.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. What about now? If it was fuck, marry, we're not going to have
friends.
Sex, it would be fuck Marcos.
Yeah.
Kill. Colin.
That's what you already said.
But it would be Mary. It would be Mary, Captain Glenn, because that man is so nice and
got
he would just sail around with me and give me his money all the time and let me fuck Marcos.
Oh, so it would. So, okay. I think that is a gay loophole. A gay hole. I don't think that this is. So you're just assuming.
The rules are clear on this.
You're just assuming when married in this game where two people just hold hands, they just walk into the sunset forever, and it's like sexless.
Glenn and I just sit on swings.
And it's just like two Paramecia who just are with one another.
Yes, we're friends.
I feel like that's your childhood definition of marriage with a woman.
Probably.
I'm reading you for filth right now.
But I do think it needs to be clearer. So who are yours? Who are yours? Who did you pick?
I just want to say I think my version of marriage is different than yours. I would fuck Gary.
Okay.
I would fuck Gary. I would. This is really rough because I think I would marry Marcos because he can cook.
Yeah.
And he would always feed me well.
It's true.
And he could bone me constantly because I believe that that's a part of marriage.
I believe that too, but I just didn't know the context of this game. You got it. It seems like this is
a huge rift.
It seems like we're double dipping though. It just does.
I agree with you. But I assume that FMK, when you say you marry someone, I just think your version of marriage is like preschool marriage.
But I'm just saying, if it wasn't fuck, marry, kill, if it was...
You're saying that the terms marry and fuck seem too close.
Yes.
I see.
Who would you kill?
I'd have to kill Colin, which is sad because I really want to bang Colin.
He would eat your raisin like ice cream. Vanilla ice cream.
And my game is FFF.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Just decide what order it is. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Or all at one time.
All at one time.
Yeah. Y'all come at us. When you play fuck, marry, kill, do you just think it's like what he says?
Yes, or is it like with Putin? Yeah. I don't know.
You just assume that sex is going to be a part of marriage. It's not going to be the main thing.
Yeah.
But it's someone you have kind of a soul connection with.
It's not real life marriage.
Right. But I think you have decided that there's no sex in the type of marriage that you'll be having.
Fuck, marry, kill. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Interesting.
I don't know.
I just think I think that's very absolutist.
I don't know.
But maybe that's the game. I don't know. Fix your mic condom, please. It's bothering me. There we go.
You know, and
are you looking it up?
It doesn't seem like there are.
This show is so stupid that we're doing this right now. We have to move on.
It's not clear on the interwebs. It's not clear.
It's a loophole. So. Anyway, let's move on. What's your next tea bag? This has been exhausting. I can honestly say nothing has come from this conversation.
Okay. I just wanted, this isn't a tea bag. This is more like just a splash of spot of milk, rather
spot
than a tea
milk.
Bag. Yeah. I just think it's foreshadowing. Colin talks to Marcos and says he is burning the candles at birth of Botha.
Do it again without a stroke.
He's burning the candles at both ends on this one.
Okay, got it.
And y'all, it's going to come back to bite him because then later, you know, we find out Marcos's friend's mom died, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that Marcos doesn't have a breakdown or something on this trip. He's doing too much.
I think he is, and I think Colin is trying to be nice about it, but he's doing it in his kind of like scholarly teacher way. And Marcos does take it well.
He does.
If this had come from anyone else, I doubt Marcos would have handled it as well.
No.
Yeah.
I agree. That was it. What's yours?
My favorite part of this episode was when kind of, this is post, we'll talk about this a little bit, this kind of Daisy where she kind of snapped and was picking on
Scarlett.
She'd had a little bit too much to drink. She was in her cups, as we say.
Yes, that's when Barney be asked. If
no, I'm not. That? That's what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
So they, y'all, Daisy and Scarlett go off and talk, and they're like, they're fine after that. But Barnaby comes out in.
Oh, I wasn't going to talk about that.
In Daisy drag, full Daisy. On with clutch purse, and it is like your tall lesbian aunt just walked in to solve problems. For a weekend in Taos.
It's Taos. That's true. It's very Taos.
It was giving me.
It was glitter purse.
Yes, it was giving Rhinestone. Me that coat was giving me major Auntie Mame energy.
How much more do you want to sleep
could
with
go,
him now?
Oh, I definitely do. Light the candles. Get the ice out. It's today, y'all. Barnaby's going to solve all the problems in Daisy drag.
I think he is. I think he is the gay aunt that this cruise needed.
He's also this. He was almost playing that gay best friend role with Daisy.
That's what I was going to talk about earlier at the table. That's what he said. Like he and Daisy were talking to Scarlett.
Yeah,
and that's where he said, "I like that you skipped over the actual plot point and just talked about
his
purse."
I just want to talk about him and Auntie Mame drag. Him giving me turquoise jewelry.
I guess I'll stick to the story.
Lesbian aunt.
It is Aspen Taos chic.
Yes.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Taos?
I enjoyed, yes, loved it. Stop calling me spam.
Georgia O'Keeffe exposition style. Ow, I have a bruise on my chin.
How many men went to that?
What?
That Georgia O'Keeffe exposition.
Zero.
I like that.
Yeah, I prefer, you know, where for artistic things, I prefer those odds.
Yeah.
Because men just mess things up.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they
do. I'm there. If it's something that's artistic, there's less stuff to look at.
I get that.
Yeah, I want to kind of be focused on, because then if there are men there, I'm going to be focused on them.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
It is my burden to bear in this world.
It is. So, but yes, they're talking, and Barnaby just says, "You snogged," and...
You
I guess
kissed.
People still say that. I love that.
No, so that's a British thing.
They kissed, and Daisy just puts her hands up, and she says, "Don't bitch at me when this bites you in the ass." And Scarlett is kind of taking this like, whatever, it's fun. We're just having fun.
Scarlett, cut the bullshit.
And that, yeah, Daisy Scarlett. Says, that's kind of where she says, just like, come on.
Scarlett, let's cut the bullshit.
And Scarlett gets, so here's the deal. I feel like for me, this was... Daisy is a kidder, and she always kind of... She comes in hard, but that's just who she is with everyone. Scarlett better toughen up her skin, or she's not going to be long. I mean, they'd be glad it's towards the end of the trip, because she just immediately starts getting to, like, hurt, wounded fawn.
Yes.
And it's just, ooh, it starts to get cry.
She's going to have to go talk to her in the saloon.
It's true.
My favorite thing that Daisy says, in the saloon.
In the saloon.
Saloon. Or so, earlier in the show, or maybe it's later, Daisy said the word A-W-K-W-A-R-D.
Awkward.
She went, awkward. And I just had to repeat it over and over again, awkward.
Awkward.
It was so Irish.
It was.
Awkward.
Awkward. So
awkward.
But basically, my whole teabag of this, it's kind of this whole just fight, is though what you were talking about later, that's when Barnaby comes down and basically as Auntie
He was Mame, being the fop.
He was being the fop.
Y'all, that's what gays did. Even though he's not gay, he is the most foppish man on board.
And he did say gay speak. Do you know how many times I've sat outside by a bar when a woman's been crying a cigarette and I said... You said everything that was real. You just said what was real.
Major,
stop putting yourself down.
Major gay best friend vibes.
Major gay best friend.
And he had on an Auntie Mame coat.
He did.
I'm telling you, this was full on Bowery Ferry behavior.
It was.
All he needed to do was a powdered face, rouged cheeks, and he would have asked a sailor to take him home, and I would have completely believed it.
He would have. Now, I will say, too, before he went down there, Daisy said to Scarlett, because they talked before, and Scarlett finally said, I'm good, I'm just going to walk away. But Daisy said to Scarlett, she said, between you and me, Ashley's full of shit.
Yes! That the thing about Daisy, and it is not a managerial style that a lot of chief stews would accept, that we would decide to use.
That she says what? That she says things in front of one person and not the other?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think, though, too, I kind of am with Scarlett. I think Scarlett is kind of honestly behaving as she should, and that Scarlett, I mean, I don't think I would make out with Gary, but Scarlett's kind of like, you know what? That's not my monkey, not my circus. I just showed up here. I don't give a fuck if people give up. Said I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, I think Scarlett, what Daisy is trying to do in her own way is, number one, Daisy wants to be, this is a personal thing for her. She wants to be liked by the people who work for her, which has never been a Kate Chastain issue.
No.
Which is why Kate Chastain will always be the queen of chief stews. She doesn't really give a fuck. She wants to provide the best service possible. She'd like it if people would get along, but she Kate Chastain needs is if the beds get changed and things work well.
Yeah.
That's all she needs.
Yeah.
Daisy is more entrenched with having everyone do really good work and also get along because it makes her job easier.
Yeah.
But it is this, I think at the base of who Daisy is, she wants to be liked by the stews who are working under her. And she wants to feel like it's the we get along as friends first.
Yeah, I think she will, the friends thing.
Even
for
though
sure.
She probably wouldn't admit that.
Yeah, I don't think she would.
But this is going to lead her. It definitely caused her problems in season two. The couple episodes I've watched of it. But this is, I think, what's happening is she's trying to be both friend and boss to Scarlett, and she's trying to micromanage it.
Yeah. And to Ashley.
Yes.
I agree. What's your next tea bag? Because that was mine.
I talked about that. Oh, okay. I want to talk about molecular gastronomy.
Great.
You guys know I'm going to have an opinion on this. Now, this is something that's been around the food world for a while, probably 10 years.
Okay.
If you watch Top Chef or any show, Wiley Dufresne in America,
they have people that do it on Chef's Table.
Yeah, and there are people who kind of pioneered molecular gastronomy in the U.S. But it's been around for a while, and I'm okay. It's a parlor trick. You're right. It looks like chocolate, but it's a red pepper. You know that idea. Don't expect to have this on a fucking sailing yacht.
That's a lot to ask on a sailing yacht.
So you're gonna expect liquid nitrogen, all of these cellulose chemicals to make things work. I think this is a bridge too far.
I agree.
I think I feel sorry for Marcos that he's having to do it. Because honestly, you guys, yeah, molecular gastronomy is when you kind of deceive your eyes. But the most important thing is that the food should taste good and be really delicious.
Yes.
Fuck all this. Let's get down to brass tacks. And you can
wait a minute. The Canadians are now evil.
No, they're not. I'm saying this is a bougie thing to say, I love molecular gastronomy, but I'm also on a yacht.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah. I think go to a restaurant that specializes in it. And I think people who do molecular gastronomy, it's much more about the playfulness of food. Great. Have one. If I was Marcos, I would have like use molecular gastronomy to do it in my appetizers to do, or like course. I would not, hopefully it would not be the whole meal. I find this shit exhausting.
It's exhausting. It'd be like saying you want like...
It's pretentious as fuck.
Yeah.
Don't... You know what? If you want to go have that,
hope
you guys...
I leave a good tip. I hope they're not bougie fake.
I promise you, the times that I've had molecular gastronomy at very expensive places...
Wait. Were men paid for this?
Yeah.
God damn you.
It's always been good, but it's not been like I would write home about it.
Nobody wants to eat that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat it.
I also think it's a little dated. Yes, people still do it. But like,
no, people want fucking good fucking macaroni and cheese shit, y'all.
They don't want that on a yacht.
But I mean, they want good food.
They want good food.
They do want.
You just want trash macaroni and cheese.
They do want some type of. Actually, I'm not the more and more I get less. But they want. People are just going to want some truffle fucking mac and cheese because people that are on this show are getting it for half price, so they're basic anyway.
I think people. People want good food. Some people want refined food, especially if you're eating. Sometimes people have asked for Spanish food. If it was me on this, if I was asked what I want, I say make everything as local as possible that comes from Spain. I want to eat whatever you feel comfortable making. Yeah. I want you to show me what you love making and have everything that is as local as possible.
I agree that, and then just lunches would be easy, just because with sailing, it reminds me of like Lake Murray, so I definitely would want like a hot dog and pimento cheese sandwiches, for sure.
I'm sure sailing, what they do is just like Lake Murray.
With my feet in the water. Yes, yes.
You have some fun dip.
Yeah, see the Coxes in their houseboat drive by. Usually somebody's naked.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's all I just want to talk about. This is an exhausting topic, and I will say, yes, there are still restaurants who do molecular gastronomy. This is a dated concept.
It's dated. Now, what do you think about Daisy kissing Barnaby and Barnaby kissing Gary?
I was turned on by it all three times. And then later on, when they're talking about how people kissed Barnaby kissing him, and then Daisy's like, he kissed me like this. And kisses Gary, and I squealed.
I still don't buy into this Colin Daisy or Gary.
I don't either.
Colin tries to push it.
I don't either. But
he thinks it's bullshit.
What's happening is both of these people know that both of these people get bored easily with life,
yes.
Which is why they are on ships. So they're going to both push envelopes wherever they can to, because how they get to the world is to play with other people.
Yes.
And playing with expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Daisy loves, even though she would never admit it, she loves flirting with Gary and his little dick, as she calls him.
Yes.
They would never really be together.
I agree.
But part of Daisy loves it that
they
Gary
don't
always
be together
wants to fuck her.
Because then that tension will be gone.
Exactly. That's all it is. I know it because I've lived it. Anyway, that's when the guests call.
Are you more of a Gary or a Daisy? That's a good question.
In different parts of my life, I would have been a Gary. Now I'm more of a Daisy.
Okay.
I think that's all I've got. Oh, I do see the rope swing that they put up. And all I could think of is pour one out for Jen, who didn't let the last charter, who just belly flopped. And she was scared.
She was scared, y'all.
That's all I've got.
That's all I got, too, everybody. The show.
And Captain Glenn eating matzah, which I love to see in any scene.
He's happy all his Canadian friends are on board.
Yeah.
Next week, it looks like we're going to have drama, dragging, big high seas, big storms. Be exciting.
I like it how even you, like, we're going to have drama with big storms
big
and
storms,
high seas.
It's going to be exciting.
But the last thing we do see is Carlos getting a call that his best friend, who said it's like his brother, his mom, has passed. So we see him, and he actually tears up in the moment when he's talking about
it. He's going to be hot when he cries. He's going to look
Why does that feel exploitive when you say that?
That's the show, everybody. You can go to our Linktree link to get our live show tickets. We would love to see you out on the road this summer, because summer should be what, Poodle?
Fun!
Summer should be fun.
Like anti-MAME energy.
It's true. I kind of want Colin's purse for you.
Barnaby's purse.
Barnaby, yes.
That
he really does have to be a foppish gay man with the name Barnaby.
Hello! It's a hick town, Barnaby! Y'all, where else? What other podcast are you going to get Hello Dolly?
It's true. True. All
none.
Right.
And anti-mame.
It's true.
It's today. Don't change my key.
I didn't.
You did. Didn't like it.
All right, everybody. That's the deal. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all of that shit. Uh-oh, your scruff's blowing up. We got to go. And TikTok, yes, TikTok. We've got our little memes.
And the
going.
Reddit, too. We're on the Reddit.
We are?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
The front page of the internet.
Yeah, that's I don't think we're on the front page. I think we're...
No, that's what Reddit's called.
Oh, well, we're still not on the front page of it. We're definitely behind.
We're somewhere, but we're somewhere... We're in that area of... That on the Sunday puts out called The Arts, and it's like two pages.
The bottom corner.
It's right past the funny papers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The comics. That's where we are.
All right, everybody. This season's chugging along. We're over. We're what,
oh, we're way over. Left? There's only... I believe this is the second to the last charter. So we have, after this charter, we only have one more. I think they'll probably be, for this...
16 total?
18.
18? All right, because this was...
I think this is episode 14. I think we'll get maybe two more episodes out of this, and a tell-all, maybe a two-part tell-all, but I think there'll be 18 total, because that's what season one and two did. Bravo is more consistent than TLC.
That's one thing we can count on with Bravo. All right, everybody. So we'll see you then. Until have a good week. And until then,
anchors the game.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.